Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
The news update on Make It Rain.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Dane. It is Chris Pavona with your fantasy sports.
Morning!
With your fantasy sports news update, it is Chris Pavona. Lately, we start with the NBA playoffs, but history was made late last night in baseball. Oakland A's pitcher Mike Fiers overcame an early delay due to lighting malfunction and managed a high workload to pitch the second no-hitter of his career, shutting down the Cincinnati Reds 2-0. Before the game, a bank of lights in left field was only partially lit before the scheduled start of the game, leading to a delay of more than 90 minutes before the teams and umpires determined there was enough light to play a full game. Then, after getting through seven innings with 109 pitches, Fiers was told by manager Bob Melvin that one more base runner would end his night even if he still hadn't allowed a hit. He then breezed through the final two innings, following up his 2015 gem for the Houston Astros against the Los Angeles Dodgers with a 131-pitch masterpiece to become the 35th pitcher with multiple no-hitters in his career. In the end, he walked two, struck out six, and ended it by fanning Yunino Suarez with a big curveball. Fiers joins Max Scherzer, Jake Arrieta, Justin Verlander, and Homer Bailey as active pitchers with two no-hitters. But this one is remarkable in another regard. Basically, it was arguably the most unexpected no-hitter of all the no-hitters. Fiers entered the game with a 6.81 ERA in 8 starts. Yeah. According to Elias Sports Bureau Research, that's the highest ERA for any player throwing a no-hitter with at least 25 innings entering the start. The previous high was Jose Jimenez with a 6.69 ERA when he threw his no-no for the St. Louis Cardinals back in 1999. Other baseball news, Shohei Ohtani went 0-for-4 with an RBI groundout and walked one in his season debut Tuesday night as the Los Angeles Angels beat the Detroit Tigers 5-2. The Angels activated the American League Rookie of the Year from the injured list. The two-way player is not expected to pitch this year as he recovers from Tommy John surgery that he had in October. But the Angels, who are under 500, are hoping he can provide a boost as their designated hitter. Ohtani hit .285 with 22 homers and 61 RBIs in 367 plate appearances last year. He became the first player since Babe Ruth with at least 10 homers and 4 pitching wins in the same season. Guys, let's go over to the NBA playoffs here as we've basically realized now. Head coach Brett Brown, he became a meme. Joel Embiid was mocked by Toronto Raptors fans the way he normally mocks opponents, and the Philadelphia 76ers suffered one of their worst losses in the franchise's postseason history in a 125-89 defeat. The Raptors blew the doors off the Sixers early, outscoring them 37-17 in the second quarter, and then piled on late, leading by as many as 40 points in the fourth quarter. By halftime, Philadelphia committed more personal fouls with 16, then they made field goals with 14, and the Sixers' two All-Stars, Embiid and Ben Simmons, struggled as much as anyone. The duo combined for 7 turnovers in the first half, which was more than the field goals and assists they combined to register in that time, which was 6. To put it loosely, Jimmy Butler could only say after the game, they laid an egg. Raptors lead this series 3-2. Game 6 is tomorrow night in Philadelphia. In the West, Paul Millsap is showing the youngsters how it's done. Millsap scored 19 of his 24 points in the first half Tuesday night, sparking Denver's 124-98 blowout of the Blazers. That put the Nuggets on the verge of their first trip to the Western Conference Finals in a decade, actually. The last time was 2009, for that matter. The 34-year-old forward with nearly 100 games of playoff experience has injected some savvy into a series dominated mostly by youth and emerging stars. Millsap is averaging about 9 points and 9.6 rebounds in the best-of-seven series that the Nuggets leads 3-2, with Game 6 coming up Thursday night in Portland. Sad moment, though. Before the game started, the home crowd in Denver held a moment of silence for those killed and injured in a school shooting in Highlands Ranch at the STEM school, just about 12 miles outside of Denver. Head coach Michael Malone, who lives in the community, told reporters that in this time, he really could only think of his daughters, who also who basically are kind of living a very strange kind of day-to-day life.
Well, right down Broadway in Highlands Ranch. My wife and daughters know people. You know, as a coach, I'm somewhat of a recluse. but, you know, it's a close community. And as far as addressing our team, you know, I don't know if I will or not. You know, sometimes, you know, I want our players focusing on the game.
He goes on to say that his daughters were have been in their second lockdown in a matter of
a month. Yeah, it's crazy that
month.
This is like common. If we're like immune to this at this point in this country, it's absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah, unfortunately, guys, that's the last of it. I got Bucks tonight. Two games tonight. Yeah. Bucks will look to close out the Celtics in front of their home crowd, starting at 8 p.m. And the Rockets and Warriors will tip off later at 10:30 p.m. Eastern. That series is tied at 2. We got more news coming up later. I am Chris Bavona. Back to Make It Rain.
You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Let it rain!
You remember the class where I taught y'all how to make it rain?
Make it rain.
Dollar, dollar, bills, y'all.
All right, coming up, hour number two here, Fantasy Sports Radio Network. We'll talk a little bit here about the other game last night that was a blowout, although a bit different than what the Sixers brought to the table. That would be Denver and Portland. Also, a couple of games here tonight as the Celtics, in all likelihood, will get wrapped up here by the Milwaukee Bucks. They'll advance, and then, of course, the game everyone should be interested in watching, but unfortunately here on the East Coast, most of us will probably be in bed, though, is the Golden State and Houston game. So definitely not going to be a lack of effort in, I think, that game for sure. Two teams that don't like right. each other, a whole lot of talent that actually deliver, which is kind of the whole point of the second round of the NBA, is that during the second round, you're not supposed to be getting what you got in the first round, which is a lot of blowouts, a lot of crap, a lot of no effort. You know, I would expect this from the Orlando Magic. You don't expect it from teams like the Sixers and the Celtics, which also to our boy Rich, who posted on Twitter, a very good point, too. It makes those of you that like to bet prop bets, it makes betting prop bets just virtually a losing proposition. It's just an awful time for you, because how are you supposed to handicap? You're taking prop bets based upon a guy playing a full four quarters here and his normal minutes. How do you handicap into the fact that a dude is probably not going to play the entire fourth quarter, or they're up so many points that they're not shooting when they normally would, and they're not doing those types of things? And we've seen this. I think you expect it in the first round. I get it. But, you know, when you're playing Detroit's and Orlando's, I get it, you know, but you're not supposed to be getting it at this point in the series where the next stop is the conference championships. The fact that you're getting it from the Boston Celtics and you're getting this from even the Portland Trail Blazers and from the Sixers is disheartening. And yeah, it is an issue at this particular point. It makes it very hard, because once you pull bettors out of it, who the hell else is watching these games outside of Portland and Denver, exactly?
Yeah, I guess that's true. We always talk about motivation is always something you got to factor in. And maybe we realize some of these guys are dead men walking without any souls. You got to just factor that in,
yeah,
too.
Just give me the effort. All I ask is the effort. We'll give you an effort here. Hour number two coming up, the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Listen to what Chris said about Andro 400.
I've lost almost 40 pounds in 10 weeks. My son was getting married, and when I went for the suit fitting, I was a size 48. And when I went back to do the final fitting, I was a 44. I have more energy, that's for sure. I probably lost 4 inches around my belly. I'm 57, and I'm back when I was in my 30s.
Here's what Dwayne said about Andro 400.
This product really works. I'm an old guy and I don't trust nobody. And I've tried all kinds of stuff. It's one of the few things I've ever bought that works. I couldn't believe it. I feel better. I have more energy. I walk 12 miles a day. I feel great. It changed my life. It really has. It's really incredible.
Guys, if you'd like to lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
The Fantasy Sports Network is ready to take you out to the ballgame. Our experts and analysts are following the boys of summer through all 162 games of the 2019 MLB season with the best fantasy baseball analysis in the industry. Catch the latest news and notes every day to help you win your fantasy leagues and your DFS tournaments. We'll always want you back listening and watching the Fantasy Sports Network on the FNTSY radio app and the FNTSY YouTube channel. The Fantasy Sports Network, where we're rooting for your fantasy baseball team.
You know, as an allergy sufferer, you're wired differently.
I sure feel that way.
That's why there's Nasacort. It's different, too. You see, unlike antihistamines, Nasacort targets and inhibits more of the allergic inflammation that causes ear congestion and other nasal allergy symptoms.
My antihistamine doesn't do that?
None of them do.
Oh, that is different.
And it's why Nasacort's more effective at giving you 24-hour relief.
So even if I'm wired differently,
Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99 or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your Daily Roto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto millionaire.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text YOUTH to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text YOUTH to 321321. That's YOUTH to 321321.
All right, hour two here, Make It Rain, Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Joe Ranieri alongside Dane Martinez. We'll touch base a little bit about what happened last night. Game number two, late game for those of you on the East Coast. Denver-Portland. Denver takes a commanding 3-2 lead in that series. They head back to Portland for game number six. Must-win situation, obviously, for the Portland Trailblazers. But we did have some other news yesterday break during the afternoon regarding the Triple Crown and the horse that took it all there at the Kentucky Derby, Country House. Bill Mott, the trainer for the for that horse, the Kentucky Derby winner, Country House, had made the announcement that he, in fact, will not be running in the Preakness. So there will not be any sort of Triple Crown option or race this year where hopefully one horse will be able to do it. It's actually the first horse that won the Derby that actually did not move on to the Preakness. First time since 1996, and Grindstone did it. And the reason being is he's got the Joel Embiid situation going on right now. Apparently the horse has a cough. Yes, there's some sort of respiratory situation there. And what folks don't understand is that this is – there's not what makes the Triple Crown so difficult for these horses is the time in between, and the shortest amount of time between the Derby and the Preakness, the turnaround is just it's 10 days. So it's not very, you know, we're 10 days away right here, and it's tough. It's tough on these horses, and they're worth so much money, and there's so much at stake. Right. So if the horse isn't 100%. There's really no point in risking trying to run the horse just because tradition says that, you know, the Derby winner has to run in the Preakness. So with that in mind there, there's a few other guys that also some of the other horses that you come to know, the names that you came to know in the Kentucky Derby. Maximum Security as well, not going to be running in the Preakness. So you're going to get a whole lot of new names here that will be running in the Preakness. Improbable is running in the Preakness. So keep in mind, too, there is still an opportunity for a horse to win two out of the three legs of the Triple Crown, which, guys, is no small feat here. So there's still plenty going on here as far as that goes. And horses like Improbable and I'm not sure if Tacitus is going in there, but there are a few named horses that have an opportunity to do something very few have, win two out of three of the legs. It's not the end-all, be-all, the Kentucky Derby. It would be nice to have the horse that won the Derby, you know, go for it, win the Preakness, and then hopefully win it all at the Belmont. But it's just not to be this year, and I'd rather them side with caution there like they're doing with this horse if he's not 100%, as opposed to just pushing it because that's what would make the most money for the networks or, you know, for racing. So good for them there. And we'll talk more as the week progresses as to who the favorites are moving into that race. We'll definitely help you make it rain there. But last night, late, Nuggets rolled Portland Trailblazers. What did it come down to? Well, they jumped up to a 7-0 lead, Dan. You watched that game from the start there. It was quite obvious very fast that they were coming out. They were not messing around. They were hitting. There was absolutely no answer for Paul Millsap once again, who just completely went off on the defense that they were running. We knew Paul Millsap had one of the best advantages on the court there. They didn't have anybody that can actually defend him. They don't have an awful lot of size there. And when you've got Enes Kanter guarding Paul Millsap, not good. I think they had Aminu on Jokic last night, which worked a little bit better, but you know, that gave Millsap an opportunity to go off. But I think it ultimately came down to when you have Lillard and McCollum for the Trailblazers going 14 of 47 from the field, you're not winning, Portland. You're not even competing at that particular point, not for a lack of effort. And I don't mind being on the side of a team, watching a team go, wow, they're getting their asses handed to them. But it's, you went 14 to 47, not for lack of trying. There was no quit in Portland, even right up until the end. But unfortunately, when you've got your two best guys, that backcourt of Lillard and McCollum, if you're only scoring 34 points, 14 to 47, you do that again in game six, Denver advances to the Western Conference Finals rather easily too.
Yep. And I think this was an example. As you mentioned, Joe, I'm not doubting the effort of the Portland Trailblazers, but the narrative I've been talking about all playoffs long really came to pass here about how it even befell Lillard a little bit yesterday, but how the non-stars don't play well on the road. Al-Farouq Aminu, 1 for 8 from 3-point, field goal wise. Kanter, 2 of 9. You know, Seth Curry, 3 of 10. Even McCollum, only 5 of 16. He had been their source of consistent scoring throughout the early part of this series, and he only goes for only 12, right? And then you look on the flip side, look at how you mentioned Paul Millsap dropping 24. You know, you're getting contributions from the guys like a Gary Harris, from these non-star guys, and that's what I saw, right? That on the road, the Portland Trailblazers didn't have the supporting cast there, and Denver was ready to blow the doors off. Towels waving, all that good stuff. I think Portland still has effort. I expect a much different game in game six back up in Portland. But this to me was more, they just got beat. Although you did kind of see the wave happening in the same way you saw it for Toronto and Philly yesterday. There were opportunities in the third quarter or something to bet this game live because you knew Denver was going to run away and hide. Although I agree with you, it wasn't necessarily because the Trailblazers had the soul sucked out of them. They just had an off night and got beat, in my opinion.
Yeah. Portland is not winning because Enes Kanter is going to score 20. They're not going to win because when you have McCollum and Lillard go 14 to 47, that's not going to cut it with them. Your team is based upon those two guys going off. And when they don't go off, it really doesn't make a damn bit of difference who else shows. You're never going to be able to compensate for those two guys having off nights together. You might be able to if one does and the other steps up. But when you get the worst thing that can happen as a Portland Trailblazer supporter is to watch Lillard and McCollum go ice cold, then you're done. Then there's absolutely no way you can overcome that. You still don't have an answer for Jokic. And Millsap does what Millsap, we knew from game one, had the best advantage of anybody on the court. Size difference. They just have no answer for him. He's going to be able to hang out in the paint and do whatever the hell he wants. Jamal Murray, by the way, growing up before our eyes here, doing all sorts of good things. Didn't score in the first, almost didn't play in the fourth. And I know there were some guys, too, that had a prop on him last night that were screaming and yelling, going, you know, they had him at over 21. I think he finished with 18, but he didn't score in the first, and they didn't need him in the fourth. And back to that whole blowout situation, how do you handicap for that in round two? How do you go into a prop bet going, okay, I'm expecting this guy to score this many points, this many assists, this many rebounds based upon four quarters? Well, what the hell happens when they're up by 30 and he's not playing? Like, I don't even know how you factor that into handicapping, and especially in the second round. And I think that's what worries me the most here is you don't have LeBron James, right? You don't have that big marquee name going on in the NBA in the playoffs right now. He's out in the barbershop. He's doing other things. And if you are a casual fan who is saying, all right, let me check out what's going on, and you're tuning into this, what you've been seeing here, especially in the second round, I don't know that you're gaining any new fans in the NBA by what we have witnessed here thus far in the second round. Outside of Houston and Golden State, the rest of this has been, at best. Like, what are you graded?
I don't know. I think there's some intrigue in the Philadelphia-Toronto series, you know, where more people are learning about the Kawhi Leonard as one of the best players in the NBA. And with all the, you know, all the jokes that we're making about the Sixers and Embiid and Simmons and what they have or don't have, it makes for good TMZ stuff. It makes for a good narrative. So I think that there's still public intrigue in that Toronto-Philly series. But these other ones, you know, are either fait accompli or on second-tier markets that may not have the nation's attention.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, nobody's moving the needle for the NBA quite like LeBron. And hopefully we'll get to that point someday, but not there yet. All right, coming up, we'll talk about games. Tonight's matchups next, Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Fantasy. And they're saying 130 to 150 innings. Well, guess what? He just went 7 2/3 last night. That adds a decent chunk to that total. The saying, I don't know that his value will ever be higher than it is right now. In keeper and dynasty, I'm not trading him. I mean, look, give me your five best players and I'm trying to win it all this year. Outside of that, I'm holding on to Chris Paddock.
Weekdays, noon Eastern on FNTSY Radio and on your popular podcast providers.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Maid Sailors is the leading cleaning service in New York City and Boston. We service homes, offices, corporate apartments, and Airbnb turnarounds. Give us a call or a text at 212-299-5170 to book now. That's 212-299-5170. Use the promo code FNTSY for 15% off your first cleaning. For more information, go to maidsailors.com. That's maidsailors.com.
Hi, I'm Keith Urban. I believe every child is entitled to a complete and inspiring education. Music education programs in our schools help kids learn, socialize, gain confidence, and stay in school. But they need your help to survive. Mr. Holland's Opus Foundation gives school music programs the instruments they need to make this opportunity available to every student who wants to play. With your help, we can keep music alive in our schools and give all kids the education they deserve.
Visit mhopus.org now to find out how you can help.
The Fantasy Sports Network is ready to take you out to the ballgame. Our experts and analysts are following the boys of summer through all 162 games of the 2019 MLB season with the best fantasy baseball analysis in the industry. Catch the latest news and notes every day to help you win your fantasy leagues and your DFS tournaments. We'll always want you back listening and watching the Fantasy Sports Network on the FNTSY radio app and the FNTSY YouTube channel. The Fantasy Sports Network, where we're rooting for your fantasy baseball team.
A bit of NFL news came down last night. Shocking, in fact, that it happened here in my neck of the woods in South Florida. What an absolute shock there. But good morning. Welcome in here, Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Turns out that Jason Pierre-Paul was in a car accident last week. Didn't make a whole lot of headlines because we heard that, you know, he was in, everybody's all right. He went to the hospital. He was released. He got checked out, and it was no big deal. Well, we kind of heard differently yesterday from Adam Schefter, who this went from, you know, minor accident where he was released, you know, everything's good to go, to looks like he's got a fractured neck and is going to miss the 2019 season. And that is a hell of a turnaround in a week there from, we'll be okay, everything's going to be all right. I mean, we heard the same thing with him when he blew his, you know, his fingers off there. And before you make any of the jokes, I have no idea if his hand slipped off the wheel, so I'm just going to say that right now. But I will say this, with the accident, we heard the same type of thing. It was a lot of misdirection, a lot of misinformation when we heard, oh, a fireworks accident. But we were led initially to believe that it wasn't as bad, it was all right, you know, he had maybe a little, you know, he had a firecracker blow up in his hand, like, no. It wasn't made out to be what it eventually became. And then, of course, there were all sorts of problems with HIPAA laws and medical records being released. And same situation with this guy here. I mean, how do you go from being in a fender bender to, you know, everything's okay, we're checking in with him, to a week later, oh, guys, he's got a fractured neck, he's not playing this year. Not to mention, guys, let me just bring up this fact here. Don't forget, the general manager this year of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, nobody thought they would need defensive help. This happens after the draft. They already spent a fifth rounder on a kicker. So now right. Gerald McCoy is in a contract dispute, so they don't know what's going to happen. He hasn't been showing up and around town. Mm-hmm. They have absolutely no cap space. What the hell do you do now if you are the Tampa Bay Bucs? I mean, listen, thoughts and prayers are with Jason Pierre-Paul, JPP. Guy had 12 and a half sacks last year. They were counting on that on the defensive line, I can promise you, of the Tampa Bay Bucs. But my word, why, you know, from 0 to 100, man, like in no time here, everything's okay, a fender bender, and now the dude's got a fractured neck. Like, how does that happen here?
Yeah, I mean, listen, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers were behind the eight ball defensively anyway. They were a defense that I was fading all last year for fantasy purposes, right? They did, however, draft, I believe, at what, number 5 overall? They drafted the kid Devin White out of LSU, who they thought was really going to be a big help for them in that defense, invested a lot in the secondary as well. And you mentioned McCoy had these contract disputes. A lot of people thought he may have been traded in the upcoming weeks. One of those guys that I was mentioning could be on the move, along with a Jadeveon Clowney, a Duke Johnson kind of guy. But now, guess what? Now McCoy has a lot more leverage down there in Tampa, right? Because if you don't have JPP anymore, you know, and you want to try to put some pressure on the quarterback or be stout up front, you're going to need Gerald McCoy a little bit more. So I'm wondering if this creates leverage for McCoy, but it was always a problem for the Tampa Bay Bucs defense. I was fading them last year, and think about it. They're in a division with the Saints, the Falcons, and the Panthers, all teams who can run it up. It is no easy going for the Tampa Bay Bucks. A lot of people were excited about Bruce Arians maybe fixing Jameis Winston. The offense may take some strides, but that don't mean they're going to win games. I still think they're going to wind up in the basement in the NFC South.
Yeah, and I can tell you there was absolutely nothing made of this accident here locally, and it happened in right. Fort Lauderdale, which is where he lives. And usually when this kind of stuff happens, guys, it runs the news cycle, especially with him, because they were all over that whole blowing the hand up thing, sure. That made a few headlines down here. But we heard that he was in and out, but nothing was made of it even locally, which is shocking because, these are vultures down here. They'd have been, they were at the hospital. Like, nobody made anything about this. Yeah, he wasn't cited. Like, he wasn't ticketed. There was nothing. It just happened to be an unfortunate fender bender, but he was checked out. He was released, and we didn't hear peep about it until yesterday, and it just goes to show you. I mean, as wired as these guys are, you know, the Schefters of the world, and if somebody doesn't want something to get out, it ain't getting out, but it was apparently a hell of a lot worse than people first thought it to be because he's going for a second and third opinion, I guess. You know, I guess one doctor is like, yeah, no, dude, you've got a fractured neck. So I don't know what the second opinion could be. Either it's fractured or it's not fractured. Like, what is the second opinion exactly that you're going to get? Oh, no, he read the MRI wrong. Like, I don't get what is the other opinion, dude? It's your neck. Like, you can't, that means you're one hit away from never walking again. Like, there is no second opinion, dude. Just sit your ass down at 30 years old. You got plenty enough money here. And don't forget, when he blew his hand up, that was a contract year, wasn't it? There was a lot of money he left out on the table when that happened here.
He literally had a contract from the Giants on the table when event happened.
That's right. Yep.
It was on the table when the event happened over the 4th of July a few years back, yes.
Yep.
But I hear
also
you.
What's the opinion, though? Like, what are you going to get? Well, like, seriously, what are you going to get?
No, it's just like, I think the way I would read it is almost like he's searching for a doctor who will give him clearance, right? So he can go back out there. Like, the only reason you keep searching for opinions is if you don't like the first one. And I think maybe, he could, as Mike Tyson once said, fade into Bolivian, and it would be okay. I mean, JPP, to be quite honest, because of the previous incident, he's got a better chance than most to have a post-football career as a pitchman for gloves, isotoners, or something like that. He has the potential future earnings because of that incident more than a lot of other football players. So I don't think you need to keep scouting the opinions. Just go with the first one, JPP, and call it a day.
Yep. Either your neck is fractured or it's not, man. It's pretty simple stuff there. Not coloring that in on the X-ray and the MRI. It's either you're fractured or you're not. Let's just move on, find something else to do.
One other bit of information. Joe, than most, decent pass rushers in the NFL. He's got a chance to still earn money because of the infamy, shall we say.
Yeah. Well, listen, or just take some of that money and open up a fireworks store down here. But I promise you, people will go ballistic and buy every one of their fireworks from you. Yeah, it's exactly correct. Another wrinkle, too, that came out yesterday. Regarding the it will certainly affect the NFL, but it had to do with the XFL. And I think this is very interesting because of the fact that they made it known, Oliver Luck, the XFL commissioner, made it known that they have no intention of testing for marijuana in their league. Zero. And we already know guys like Martavis Bryant who are trying to, get reinstated to the NFL. We know guys like Josh Gordon and, the list goes on there. It would make marijuana a non-issue for the XFL guys, except, of course, if a player got busted with, 400 pounds and was dealing it or something along those lines. But for using it, they've actually got out in front of this and said, that's not going to be an issue for us. And that's a pretty good thing for the guys at the bargaining table in the NFL, because we know how important that is to the players union going, can we stop with this whole suspending for the whole marijuana thing? Like, enough is enough already. You've got franchises in states that already have it legalized recreationally. The whole thing is stupid. While the XFL's don't worry about it, guys. We're good. Like, you don't have to worry about it. Now, might that, over time, might you start to see guys with the talent of a Martavis Bryant and a Josh Gordon? Might they just go, you know what? okay, guys, I can't play in the NFL. I'm suspended 4 games for smoking weed. But you know, you'll hop me up on Vicodin, no problem. I'm just gonna go to the XFL. It's an interesting wrinkle where the XFL seems to care more about the player's ability to be able to fight pain than the NFL does. I think it's a bad look for the NFL, and I'll be interested to see where it goes from here, certainly at the bargaining table for the next CBB.
Yeah, that's interesting. I don't think it'll go that way, though, Joe. I don't think like your NFL caliber players will opt to play in the XFL because they can still get high. I think it'll be the other way around, okay, Joe? Like we've said, even with the AAF, which is now defunct, that there are some things that happen there that the NFL could use, you know, whether it's the overhead camera, whether it's miking the refs, whatever. They can take some things. I think what the XFL and this policy might do is give a proving point that it can be okay. It can be adjudicated. It's not, you know, taboo. And maybe that's what the NFL learns, and eventually in the next CBA it becomes okay. But I don't think you're going to have players opting for the XFL just so that they can get
high. Really? What if they're banned from the NFL? What if Josh Gordon... Josh Gordon's just going to walk back into the NFL right now? Is that he's going to opt to what? Try and go through the process of again being reinstated? Martavius Bryant again trying to be... What if they're not reinstated? What's the other option for these guys with NFL talent? What's the other option for them?
To sit on the millions of dollars that they've already made?
Right, because like JPP, who's looking for a second opinion, just wants to sit down. They're NFL players. They're football players. They want to play. If I have an opportunity,
yeah,
to go,
but they
play
also don't want to risk it without
get busted for weed.
XFL $50,000, you know. It's a different.
Yeah, because that they care about, obviously. Yeah, that's why they're getting high all the time. We'll talk about that coming up here, Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Searching for an outdoor oasis but don't have time to catch a flight? Join us in the heart of Midtown at Versa, packed with good vibes, great views, and service unmatched. Fully stocked with 5 bars throughout the venue. Aside from our stellar dining menu, Tuesday through Friday, our culinary team has curated a delectable rotation of food activations to be featured on our patio from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. Join us for nonstop fun on one of New York City's largest patios as rooftop season is finally upon us. Located at 215 West 35th Street, New York, New York. Official partners of the New York Knicks and the New York Rangers.
Are you, or someone you love, one of the nearly 1 million Americans living with Parkinson's disease? There is no known cure, but you have the power to help change that by participating in a clinical trial. The Michael J. Fox Foundation will help get you started. Visit michaeljfox.org/participant pack to download the new Parkinson's Trial Participant Pack. It's free and available right now. That's michaeljfox.org/participant pack. Visit today.
Lose weight now. Go to fat100.com. Lose that unwanted belly fat today and get free information at fat100.com. Fit in the dress or pants or bathing suits you've always wanted to. Go to fat100.com. Lose 10, 20, or more pounds immediately. Go to fat100.com. For free information on how you can lose weight, go to fat100.com. Fat100.com. That's fat100.com.
Are you single? Everyone single is looking for the best date possible. Well, I found one website that can find you the best date, and it's called thebestdate100.com. Just go there and log in for your free trial and see if you can find your new and maybe last best date. Remember, you can find the best date of your life at thebestdate100.com. That's thebestdate100.com. One more time, thebestdate100.com.
I had great results. I lost 70 pounds. I weighed 265 and went down to 195. My doctor told me, if it works for you, then do it. A lot of people say to me, how did you lose the weight? I said, I take Andro 400 every day. I'm going to take it forever.
That was Walt talking about Andro 400. Now listen to what Bob has to say.
When you listen to your radio commercials, you say that's not possible, but since I've experienced it, your commercials aren't strong enough. I am 76, and I've had a belly for way too long. My whole body is shrinking. My energy level has gone up, and the only thing difference is Andro 400. It's great stuff. I tried other products, and nothing happened.
Guys, if you'd like to lose stubborn belly fat, gain energy, and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888
800-400-0435. 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
So, guys, do us a favor here. Recommendation, gambling addicts, we love them. They're our favorites. Red Heat and Rage, Gabe Morenci, Cam Stewart. Game Time Decisions, 4 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, right here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. You can get them bitching and moaning about the previous night's bad beats, and that happens on a regular basis, as well as they'll let you know exactly where they're putting their money today. The good thing about these guys is they have very short memories. And they'll go ahead and let you know exactly what's coming up in the day's actions. You can also watch the broadcast, YouTube, participate in the chat room. You can Periscope, Twitch TV, any one of the countless number of streaming platforms that you want to be a part of. Join them. Tune in for the entertainment, the knowledge, or just for the extra money they're going to end up putting in your pockets at the end of the week. It's Game Time Decisions, weekdays, 4 o'clock on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. I guess I should say that's Eastern Time, too, as well. And welcome in here if you're just joining us on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Well, let's see if we can dive in, help you make it rain as we've got a whole bunch of games going on here today. The big one, of course, is going to be tonight. Game six here, Houston, Golden State, right? Golden State at home, 10:30 Eastern time is when that tips off. What are we going to get from these two teams? Game five, rather. I'm sorry, as I'm looking at the wrong the wrong sheet here. Yes, game five. Sorry about that. 2-2 at the Oracle. What are we going to get here? I can tell you from a Vegas perspective right now, a lot of money pouring in on Golden State here over the last 24 hours. So a lot of people seem to think home court is – I don't know that Golden State has the same type of home court advantage that they might have had in the past, but it does look like – so far, a lot of people seem to think that Golden State, what is it, 5.5 right now? Of people seem to think, starting to push up here. A lot of people seeming to think that, hey, it's home, it's the Oracle, tough place to play, and maybe, just maybe, and we've talked about it all week, not exactly like Steph Curry and Klay Thompson and some of these other guys outside of Kevin Durant, whether it be home or away. It's not like they've been lighting it up here. So will they? Right. And I think that's the biggest question. Do you think they will get back on track tonight in order to be able to maybe take some of that that pressure off of Kevin Durant and some of these other guys? Will Klay Thompson show up? Will Steph Curry show up? Well, I think the defense will show up for sure at home. I do think that we'll have a big defensive effort from Golden State. But does it matter even at this point? Because is there anything Houston or Golden State can throw at each other that they're going to go, wow, didn't expect that to come? You know, effort is going to be there. Talent, we already know, is there. Is there anything either one of these two teams can bring to the table tonight that might go, wow, well, we didn't see that coming? I don't know. I'm asking because is there an edge for either one of these teams outside of home court? Because I'm not sure. At -6, open up in -5 at -6. I'm not sure Golden State's got that big an advantage at being home right now.
Yeah, and you know, I heard one stat yesterday, Joe, that is really changing my opinion a little bit on this series. You know, everybody thinks like, yeah, Golden State is head and shoulders above everybody, right? That they have that working margin when it comes to talent and they just got to bring it and they'll be fine. Let me tell you something, Joe. They, you know, Houston, people may have to accept and understand that Houston is actually on their level and they go blow for blow with each other. Check this out, Joe. The last 18 games that the Warriors and the Rockets have played against each other, okay, in the last 18, the Rockets have a 10-8 lead against the Warriors in the last 18 games they have played. And you know something else? Two of the Golden State Warriors' wins in that was game 6 and 7 last year in the playoffs without Chris Paul. Okay, so when the Rockets are at full strength, they're literally like 10-6 against the Warriors in their last 16 games. I think the Rockets wanted this matchup. They're ready for this matchup. They've been organizing to beat them, and that's the kind of de facto like, oh, but the Warriors are X amount of points better on a neutral court, so it should be this at home. I don't think the calculus holds true with Houston. They are there. They are not scared. They went 3-1 in the regular season series. I know you say that doesn't really matter. They have experience winning at Oracle. So I think I personally am recalculating and viewing these as literally even teams, despite everything else. The Rockets are above 500 against the Warriors in the last stretch of time. And to your point, with Curry and Thompson, they haven't been shooting well. I don't know if it's just a bad slump. I don't know if Curry's got an injured hand. I don't know what it is, but it looks like Houston is playing well. It looks like Golden State is not playing well. So I may be comfortable. I may want the 6 points if you want to know the truth, because none of these games have been blowouts. And I expect, unlike the game 5 we saw yesterday where the home team does pull away, I don't think there's any pulling away from the Rockets. You know, so I might be interested. I might be okay taking Houston plus the 6, because honestly, Houston has won most of their recent matchups. They're 10-8 against the Warriors in their last 18 games.
They lost 2 games to the Clippers at home. So it's not like, Vegas is looking at this and going 6. So we know 3.5 points for home court advantage. The number is where it should be because of the fact that usually I would think on a neutral court, both teams bringing their A games, Golden State's going to be a little bit better. They're definitely going to be a little bit better. But what you can't account for is how bad they have been shooting the starters. What you can't account for is the heart of the Houston Rockets and what they have been, their determination after getting down early in this series. There's no analytical sheet in the world. There's no sabermetrics in the world that's going to look at that and be able to measure that. Obviously, when you look at teams like Boston and Philadelphia, there's no statistical sheet that's going to show a team's heart and a team's passion and their willingness to do whatever it takes. And maybe that's the best thing about this series right now, is that you've got two teams that, no matter what, they will lay it out on the floor here tonight, and they will give you everything they have. Now, unfortunately, they don't like each other, which is great, but it's not for a lack of effort. But when you start going down the list here, one of the other big problems for Golden State is that they don't have a whole lot of options off the bench. As nice as, Kevon Looney, Sean Livingston, Alphonse McKinney, Jordan Bell. That's the bench here. You've had Austin Rivers for Houston playing big minutes, guys, and contributing big buckets, playing big defense there. The truth is, the Rockets, when it comes to bench players, they have more options than the Golden State Warriors. Iguodala, but he's got a hyperextended knee, so you don't know how limited he's going to be. So you're probably looking at 40 minutes for these starters once again, and 40 minutes for a bunch of guys that haven't been shooting all that well outside of Kevin Durant. That could be problematic. It's nice to have that, there's a little more depth right now and a little more adjusting that has worked in the favor of the Houston Rockets than has for the Golden State Warriors. And I do think the bench comes into play because of the fatigue/injury aspect of it, of the Golden State Warriors. I do think the margin of error for Golden State is very slim, but you got to look, if you're Golden State, you got to go, guys, we had an option. We had 2 shots. Our 2 best players missed 3s there to tie that game, right? We were this close. We barely lost to them in overtime the game prior to that, and we still didn't shoot well. So there is, if you're Golden State, there is some light at the end of the tunnel going, we were this close if we just made an extra basket here or there. So you've got to feel good about that. But at the same time, if you are the Houston Rockets, you got to go, listen, guys, we were down. We came back. This is it. If they can actually pull this off at the Oracle, then we're talking about redemption from a year ago where they weren't able to finish. Well, they'll have an opportunity to go back to Houston and take care of business, where I think their level of confidence will be a hell of a lot more than it might be tonight in the Oracle. I don't think there hasn't been a bigger game yet this NBA playoffs than I think the one tonight that we're going to get at the Oracle.
Oh, yeah, this is high drama, okay, because as we know, I think the stats are something like 85%, Joe, when series are tied 2-2, whoever wins game 5 ultimately wins the series. That's what happened with Denver last night. That's what happened with Toronto last night. You're kind of, in essence, whoever wins this one is most likely to win the series, so it's going to be big. And honestly, Joe, This is kind of a stay away game for me because I would have to thread a really specific needle. Okay, because honestly, I think Golden State wins this game, but I don't think they cover the 6 points. I think Golden State wins a close game, and that's real scary for me when what I actually believe is that they win, don't cover. So I may look to, you know, find some prop bets or fade something or buy points on the total, something like that. But this one is scary for me because I see exactly both sides that you're saying, right? Houston has adjusted. They look like they're in better form. But at the same time, Golden State is hanging with them in Houston, shooting horribly. Now what happens with the home cooking? I can see this going either way. I like the points, but I do think Golden State gets the W. I don't think I'm going to play this game on the spread. I may find other ways to attack it.
What we do have is a situation where the Warriors have lost back-to-back games, and this is just the sixth time in the playoff run of Golden State under Steve Kerr that they have actually lost back-to-back games. So what happened on that third game? Warriors 5-1 straight up and against the number in those games. But they are going for history here this year, don't forget. They're trying to become, and this is hard to believe too, they're becoming the fourth team since the merger in 76 and 77 to win three consecutive titles. The last team to do it, 2000-2002 Lakers, followed by the Bulls, who did it in the 90s a few times. But there hasn't been we haven't seen this in a while. I mean, this is kind of history, what Golden State is going for, being able to do that back-to-back-to-back. And eight teams have won those back-to-back titles since 1976 and 1977. An opportunity to win that third straight. Just eight teams have been in this spot before. All eight teams have experienced exactly what the Warriors are going through right now. They've all lost back-to-back games during the playoffs on their way to that third championship. And here's what happened prior to that. Four of the eight teams lost the next game. And all four ended up losing the series who did. That's how important tonight is, right? Four of the eight teams who won the next game, who won this game tonight, three of those four went on to three-peat, except for the 91 Pistons. And, well, they kind of blew it there more than anything else. So that's how pivotal game this is here tonight. They win Golden State. History tells us that there's above average chance, like you said, 85% in game fives alone. But when we're talking about a third championship on the line, when we look back at the teams who have done it, it's interesting that they've all had to, at this point in the playoffs, come to the reality of losing back-to-back games. And what are you going to do? And you know, half of those teams lost that game. Then they ended up going on and losing, obviously, the series. But for the other half that ended up winning this game, they went on, for the most part, to three-peat. So that's really what's online, and we forget about that. We haven't seen it since 2000 to 2002, since the Lakers some 20 years ago. It's been 20 years since we've had those back-to-back-to-back champions.
Yeah, I mean, I guess maybe the Spurs could have had a shot at it, potentially. The Heat maybe could have had a chance at it, potentially.
Heat, that sort of thing. Yeah.
But here's what I'll tell you. Here's what I'll tell you, Joe. If you like Houston tonight, okay? If you like Houston, I'm looking at Houston on the money line at plus 210, okay? Let's go by my logic, right? You win game five, you win the series. Houston tonight is around plus 210. If you like the Rockets, the series price for Houston is plus 240, okay? So if you believe that the Rockets can get it done tonight, why don't you just lay the series price? You know what I'm saying? You get a little bit of cushion, because then even if they do lose tonight, you still get another bite at the apple. And if they win tonight, it would be plus 210. Why not get them at plus 240? I think that's better value if you believe in the Rockets. What do you think, Joe? Might that be a better way to attack it if you do, in fact, believe time's up for Golden State?
Well, now would be the time to do it, because if you're a Houston backer, if they lose tonight, forget it. It's not gonna happen.
But if you think they're gonna get this one at plus 210, might as well bet them the series at plus 240.
The only thing, and the flip is true as well. If you're a Golden State fan,
right?
If Golden State loses tonight, what are then the odds you think Golden State for this series? If they end up losing tonight, what is it right now as they're tied 2-2? I can't imagine what it would be if they went down 3-2.
Right now at 2-2, to get Warriors in 7 would be plus 140. right now, which is interesting.
Right now.
Think the home teams win out from here. It's plus 140 to get Warriors in seven. That's interesting.
If you're back to Golden State, interesting. All right, we'll debate that. We'll crunch the numbers here. We'll do that coming up here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Weekend Fantasy Update.
You go up to a guy and go, hey, man, I want you to dress up on Star Wars Day and go and hand these things out to fans. Most players would be like, suck it. Give me some more money to go do. Like, you know, you understand where I'm coming from? Like, that's CeCe's and Sabathia. Like, wow, I don't know what to say about this guy. I've always been a fan. That is all class because he doesn't have to do stuff like that. That's what separates good guys in the league. And little kids, imagine that. You go up there and you get a bobblehead and you see the guy dressed up as Yoda. That's cool. It's something you remember.
Saturday and Sunday, 11 a.m. Eastern on the Fantasy Sports Network and on your popular podcast providers.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text YOUTH to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text YOUTH to 321321. That's YOUTH to 321321.
Fantasy Sports Today.
NFC East.
Sure.
Philadelphia Eagles at minus
175. Giants. Take the Giants.
Oh, no. Cowboys at plus 175. Washington at plus 800. Giants at plus 1200. Now, if you're asking me now, I do think the Eagles come back and win this division after the Cowboys won it this past year. But Washington at plus 800 is kind of interesting.
Saturdays, 8 a.m. Eastern on the Fantasy Sports Network and on your popular podcast providers.
Now, one of the other narratives heading into this Eastern Conference playoff this year was a lot was going to be determined free agency wise, but depending on how some of these teams did, like what the future of Kawhi, really, I think, was going to depend on how well Toronto fared in the playoffs. I think also Kyrie was another situation there where it was never as much as people like to say, it's not a good fit. It would have been very difficult for Kyrie just to pick up and leave Boston had they made it to the Eastern, or if they do, I don't want to speak in past tense, although it is over. If they make it to the Eastern Conference Finals and make it to a championship, it would have been very hard for Kyrie just to pick up and leave Boston, especially if they had maybe lost in the championship or even won. It would have made it that much more difficult. I think same thing for Kawhi, the Sixers. A lot of these guys that are all due for contracts and max deals and all, it would have, a lot of what was going to happen next year, I think it was all going to be determined here in these playoffs. And the way that it's shaping up right now is that, you can, I don't know what the odds are on Kyrie leaving, but Kyrie's gone. There's no reason to, his body language alone there. I don't know that he did himself any great service by, sloughing around the court and looking like a deer caught in the headlights. But Kyrie is going to be gone to Boston. They get eliminated tonight. In all likelihood, that team, as we know it, is gone. You look at, to me, the interesting thing is Kawhi Leonard, from the standpoint of, I know Woj came out yesterday, in fact, and said that, guys, you know, don't stick a fork in the whole Toronto idea of him coming back, which is music, obviously, to Toronto's ears. But he said the good thing is Toronto knew that they had to go all in order to keep Kawhi. And that's exactly what they have done as an organization, as a city. They have fully embraced this guy. And, oh, yeah, by the way, apparently he's got a pretty damn good relationship going with DeRozan. He also seems to really like Siakam. And, you know, you're building something there. Plus, you've gone out of your way, unlike what San Antonio did. You've made Kawhi feel like the man. Like, so it's interesting. If Toronto wins out and goes to the champion, like, how does Kawhi leave then? Like, how does that happen? So there's still
exactly
some stuff
what
to
I've
be
been
to determine.
About. You know, it's the extended like, recruiting keep an eye. Trip. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's what I've always
yeah,
said with those small
eye,
market teams. Give a shot. Paul George in Oklahoma City, same kind of thing.
Yeah, well, I think he's regretting every minute of that.